Most people think healing comes from a specific technique that you're missing. But as you're on the healing journey, as you're on recovery, you'll learn that it has nothing to do with the technique. It's actually learning to end the war within yourself. And what happens is people are feeling these emotions, these sensations, these physical symptoms, the discomfort, and they're constantly trying to resist it. And they're constantly trying to fight it. And it's so much energy and it's so much work. And from their perspective, from people that are struggling, they're thinking, Sean, you don't know how debilitating this is. You do not know how uncomfortable this is. What people don't realize is that this war that they have within themselves is creating more resistance. And this resistance is causing more anxiety. So I want to break that down in this video, share with you how to end this war with yourself. And how to actually heal from this. So let's get it started. So if you're new to the channel, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms, go back to living. If you're new in this channel, or if you want some resources, I have a free ebook down below that breaks down the recovery principles, the recovery steps. And if you want a video version format, if you prefer visually watching me walk you through the healing journey, stay in this video. And at the end of the video, I'm gonna give you a resource. I wanted to make this video because I was looking at some success stories in our program. And I was, what I like to do is when people are making very good progress, I like to go back to their very first few posts and compare the difference and see exactly what mindset shifts happened or what skill sets happened. Because sometimes recovery is a combination of mindset and skill set. Some people don't have the skill set for healing. They just were never taught it. And then some people, it's a mindset issue. They might know the skill set, but they have some limiting beliefs on their healing journey. And most of the time it's both. But what I found was the common denominator is when people are really struggling, they feel like they're at war with themselves. They feel like there's this part of them that wants to heal. And then there's this part of them that wants to not heal. And there's a part of them that likes to stay comfortable in their misery. And that might be a very weird concept for you to really understand, because why would somebody feel comfortable being miserable, right? And in many ways, it can be kind of offensive, right? Think about it. Somebody out here who's not dealing with your symptoms is saying, oh yeah, you like actually being in misery. You like, you know, feeling discomfort. It can naturally make you feel like, you know, this person doesn't get it. This person doesn't have empathy for me. And so I want to break down exactly what's going on, because I don't want you to think like that. And that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that a lot of people have this struggle with fighting their symptoms and sensations and feelings, and feeling their symptoms, the discomfort, their feelings. See, a lot of people, whenever they're feeling symptoms, let's say you're feeling feelings of impending doom, or you're feeling numbness, right? When you're feeling that, you might go into fix it mode. You might say, okay, I'm gonna maybe ask ChatGPT, or I'm gonna ask Google, or I'm gonna ask my family doctor, or I'm gonna ask my family for the 100th time. Why am I feeling like this? Or maybe Sean can make a video about this specific thing that I'm dealing with, right? And so it feels like you're solving this, that you're trying to fix this. You're not trying to fight it, you're trying to fix this. But what if I was to tell you that all of this is just an excuse from you not just willing to feel it? From you just sitting there and just feeling those sensations. Now, if that's the case, why am I making videos like this? Why am I making videos telling you the mechanics of anxiety, helping you understand what's happening, if all you need to do is feel it? Well, the reason why I make these videos is because people don't want to feel it because they have incorrect beliefs about their sensations. So for example, people will feel numbness. And they'll think, oh my God, my chemicals in my brain are messed up, and that's why I'm feeling this way. Or is, you know, it's because it's a genetic issue. Or I'm always gonna feel this way. Oh my God, why is it here so intense right now? And so they have all these ideas, these theories, that, you know, maybe it's not from anxiety, maybe it's something else. So what's happened is that they have incorrect beliefs. They have beliefs based on what they're feeling, but they don't understand exactly what's going on. So the purpose of this channel is to give you the mechanics of anxiety and helping you understand what exactly is happening so that, and here's the big kicker, so that you could just feel it. Once you realize that numbness is part of the healing journey, it's fine. It's part of anxiety. You know, whenever you're going through such intense fight or flight response, when you're going through such an intense freeze response, yeah, you're gonna feel depleted and you're gonna feel tired and your mental airbag is gonna go off in your brain. It's gonna try to protect you from the stress. That's all that's happening. Now, when you feel that, when you recognize that, when you understand that, then what do? Then all you have to do is feel it. But people don't want to feel it because they don't know what's happening. And so the idea is that if you know what's happening, you're more willing to feel the discomfort, right? But I would actually argue that sometimes people, even knowing what happens, don't want to feel it because they've gotten very good at running away and avoiding. What I've actually found, and this is something I don't really share on the channel, is that even when people go through the recovery journey, when people recover and they're really good at feeling their symptoms, and over time as their symptoms disappear, they're actually very avoidant in other aspects of their life. So there are other aspects that they're very avoidant. They're very good at avoiding. So, you know, if they, have to do something, they'll procrastinate. Or, you know, they'll just avoid things altogether. Or they'll let someone cross their boundaries because they don't make it clear what their boundary is and they just don't want to speak up because it's uncomfortable. And so it's recognizing that, look, you going through this, there's avoidance behaviors that you have. Fundamentally, avoiding is so much more work. And if you're constantly avoiding, you will feel like you're at war with yourself. And so can you just sit there and just feel? Just feel it. And it doesn't matter what it feels. And what happens is that people don't want to feel because they have meaning behind it. They say, oh, if I feel this way, that means X, Y, Z. But that's all belief. That's all made up. All you need to do is just sit there and feel the numbness. Feel the sadness. Feel the anxiety. Feel the emotions. Let the thoughts come up. Let the feelings come up. Let the intensity come up. But you're not using your narratives as a way to stop feeling it. And here's the second thing that most people do. Whenever you are feeling something that you don't want to feel, what happens is that your safety place turns to be back in your head. What that means is people tend to run to their head. So anytime you feel, let's say, anger, or let's say you feel intense anxiety symptoms, what you're going to do is you're going to run to your head and then you're going to start problem solving. And so this is what happened. This is why people become such big thinkers when they're on the healing journey. They start overthinking everything. They start ruminating. They wonder, why is the rumination happening? I never struggled with rumination before. But what happens is that they feel these sensations, they feel these symptoms. And so what they do is that they run to their heads. And they run to their heads because it's an avoidance of how they need to feel in that moment. So what happens is you're feeling a sensation in your body, you run to your head as a way to shield yourself. It's another avoidance technique. It's another avoidance behavior. All you need to do is get out of your head and just feel. Come back into your body, right? And just feel it out. People say, is recovery a mental process or is it a bodily process? The answer is, it's a little bit of both. Understanding what's happening, understanding the mechanics of anxiety, helps you come into your body, and going into the body is how the healing happens. And so that's the biggest key right now. That's the biggest thing that most people miss, where they don't realize how strong their avoidance behavior is and how good they are at avoiding. And so all you need to do is just sit with it and just feel it and let anything come up, come up. That's it. Not as a goal. Not as, you know, a way to be like, okay, I felt it, now I shouldn't feel it again. Just feel it. And you're going to see, it takes so much less energy. You know, you're not depleted at the end. You'll see how much fighting and avoiding, how much energy that really takes. And as you go through this process and you just feel whatever, you start getting very good at it. You start getting very good at feeling. Now, you know, you're going through the early stages of meditation. right? Which is just feeling. Whatever surface is up, the surface is up. You're not judging it. You don't have any stories behind it. You don't have any ideas around it. You just, whatever it is, right? And you're not thinking about the future. You're just feeling the present moment for what it is. And this is how the cycle reverses itself. This is how you end the war with yourself. This is how you start realizing that nothing was wrong. All that was is that you just didn't know how to feel. And so it's learning to feel without these emotions, without these stories, without these narratives that something is wrong with me. It's just sitting and letting everything come up and not judging it for what it is. You experience it and you just witness it, right? You become the observer. That's it. And people think that's so hard, but in fact, it's the opposite that's hard. It's the constant avoidance. It's the constant fighting. It's the constant fixing. That's the hard part. That's the energy drain. That's the constriction. Just letting it be is the relaxation. And then this is how your energy starts coming back, you know? So many anxious people feel like they're so drained by the end of the day because their body's burning off through so many resources. But, you know, if you just let everything come, don't judge it. Don't try to fix it. Just let it be. Don't try to measure this in your progress of, am I getting better, am I not? Just letting it be. It's so much less energy. You don't have to think. You could just be. You could just go for these nice walks, you know? And you could just feel. And so the focus is, ask yourself, am I getting in my head to avoid feeling? If so, come back to the body. The whole purpose of helping you understand what's going on is so that it can help you get to your body better. It can help you feel the sensations. The only purpose of educating you on the mechanics of anxiety was so that you can let go of these false beliefs that you have and you can increase what we call your window of tolerance. So I hope this video helps. Now, if you want a full masterclass on this healing journey, what it looks like, the principles and mechanics, make sure to watch this video over here. It breaks down the mechanics of recovery. It breaks you down from A to Z, the whole journey. Check it out, and I'll see you in the next video.